Hello and welcome. This is Alex Makarski, your host for the call today. And I am so delighted, honored, and pleased to have with me today Suzanne Hart. And Suzanne is someone who is, she is a true Renaissance person, a true Renaissance woman. She is into so many things. She's so good at so many things. She's an overachiever. She's accomplished so much in the field of entrepreneurship, network marketing, small business. She is a coach. She is a speaker. She is a best-selling book author. She is a seminar trainer, a certified trainer for some really big companies. And she is one of the most fit people I know. Actually, she is probably more fit than some of the most 20-year-olds I know. And she likes to lift heavy things. that's what I hear. Suzanne, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Alex. I'm excited to be here. You know, I love sitting down and chatting with you because there's just such ease and synergy. So here I am.
Wonderful. Welcome. And you have this telesummit that's coming up. And it's about health and wealth. And I can't think of a better person to spearhead this type of effort that covers both aspects of our lives. So what's this Tell Summit all about?
Well, Health or Wealth, Why Choose is bringing together successful and fit brothers and sisters. A lot of people that I tend to spend time with, and exposing everyone else is a secret that the million-dollar industry really doesn't want many of us to know. And one of the reasons that we took on doing this was really to begin to expand the conversation that everyone's having, but particularly those who are in the Black community are having about this whole concept of health and wealth. And my recognizing that although we think we talk about this, we actually don't have a comprehensive conversation around real health and real wealth. So in other words, we do crash diets and we chase money, and they're two very different things.
Yeah. And I see that there's a lot of disconnect out there in the sense that some people feel that they need to sacrifice one or the other, like in the pursuit of one or the other.
Absolutely. And you know, when people ask me what's the goal of this telesummit, it really is to get away from the concept or heads or tails, choose. And you know, I remember when I was young and my sister and I would flip a coin to decide who was going to do the chores that neither of us wanted to do, who got to do the dishes that night, who got to do the activity that neither of us wanted to do. And so we go heads or tails, and you would choose. And what's really interesting is that's kind of how we do our health and our money, right? Heads or tails, choose. So people are really committed to their health, and they have no money. And there are people that are really committed to their money at the expense of their health. And for me, it's a recognition that if you think of a coin, you can't have heads without tails and have a coin, have a quarter, right? And mm-hmm. So for me, you can't have health without wealth. They don't go together, because you know what happens if you're doing really well financially, but you lose your health. That's the only thing you focus on. Or you've got great health, but your finances are in the tank. It's the only thing you think about. So true wellness, in my opinion, true health, is when we're able to actually master and have access to both. And so the concept of this whole conversation, health or wealth, why choose, and bringing all these amazing people together, it's to really begin to, these are people that are doing both, they're choosing both, and they understand that they really got their health managed by having physical health, financial health, and that gives them this thing called real freedom.
And I understand that health for you is not just one thing, one entity, it has many dimensions. So can mm-hmm. you maybe speak about that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, for me, health is both physical, it's emotional, it's spiritual, and it's financial. And, you know, oftentimes when people talk about they're going to get healthy, they talk about going to the gym and a diet. And that to them is health. And for me, it is physical in terms of making sure that my body has, you know, I'm doing all the components of what this is health, which is, you know, strength, conditioning, flexibility, you know, cardio, all those components. But it's also putting the right things in my body. But it's also that time that I spend meditating and getting connected. It is the times that I spend pouring new information into me, so reading and exposing myself to new dynamic things. It is also my connectedness with, for me, it's God, whatever higher power it is, and that, and a sense of peace in that area. And then finally, it's my finances. It is my ability to lay a foundation that has me know that I'm good. Right. And when I'm talking finances, I'm not talking about just having money coming in and having a job. I'm talking about my ability to have finances that create intergenerational wealth, that have me feel solid as a person. That to me is the whole concept of wellness. And I think, you know, one of the things as an entrepreneur I look at is I always talk about branding, and when most people think about branding, they think of their logo, they think of their colors, they think of their slogan. And I say to people that your number one brand is this thing called the brand of you. And consider, Alex, that when you walk through a door, before you can tell someone about your logo, before you can give them your slogan, before you can give them your 30-second pitch, they see you, and they see your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And from that place, they often make judgment about your capacity, your capability, and your financial health. So the brand of you, this thing, speaks before you ever open your mouth. And but we talk about everything else in branding, but we don't talk about this combination, this interplay. To me, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about health and wellness.
The brand of you.
The brand of you, baby.
Absolutely. And why do you believe most people are so challenged around their health and well-being?
You know, I truly believe that we are challenged about this because we are socialized for two things. One is we're socialized to relate to our health as, I call it a destination. And you know, we've all done it. I've got a family reunion. I got a wedding to go to. I've got a vacation that includes a beach. Therefore, I got to diet, get into shape, lose those pounds, tighten up, just so I can look good on that day for that moment in front of those people. And as soon as that day, that moment, and those people have disappeared, I've reached my destination and I'm done. So people don't actually relate to their health as a daily activity. They relate to it as this thing that they do until they've arrived at the location they want to arrive. They've seen the people they want to see, and then they're done. And so we're challenged because if you do it like that, there's no habits around it. There's no lifestyle around it. It's something you jump onto and you jump off and you jump on and you jump off. And anything that you do like that, as you know, you don't make any real true gains. So that's the first thing. So for me, I relate to health as a journey. And a journey, if you will, continues, and it has, and my journey has no ending. It's just continuous, and that my health is this thing that I pick up every day and I live into every day. And in doing so, it changes my relationship to my health. So that's the first thing I think that is really true around that challenge. I think the other thing is we have this microwave approach to our health. You know, have you ever had the experience of standing in front of your microwave and tapping your fingers and going, you know, is it ready yet? But you're warming something up for 3 minutes.
Haven't used the microwave in several years now.
Yeah, you're like me. I don't have one. You know, I do. I have one in my house. It came with the house, but it never gets used. But we have that relationship. Quick, 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 quick.
We do. And that's the culture we live in. Absolutely.
That is the culture we're living in.
Instant gratification is not fast enough.
Exactly. And so our health, we relate to it the same way. If there's not a pill, if there's not a gimmick, if there's not something that we can get it done quickly, we think that there's something wrong. And you know, I'm present to that. Sometimes it takes me a long time to get out of shape. And why would I expect that I would get into shape in, like, you know, 10 minutes when it took me 10 years to get where I am? So I think there's that disconnect around patience and commitment and progression when it comes to our health. And I think also that we don't relate to our health as continuous. So, you know, imagine, if you will, that you went to school, you graduated, and you've never ever read a book since, right? Mm-hmm. And you've never ever poured into yourself. Well, for someone who's entrepreneurial in business, that doesn't make sense, because you know that you continuously have to be growing to be on the edge of things to be successful in business. But oftentimes we relate to our health as this thing that we're going to do that has an ending, and therefore we don't actually have a continuous journey. So I liken it to standing on the down escalator, facing upwards, and wondering why you're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Why are you? Because your health is declining. Because nothing in life stands still. So unless I'm continuously improving my health, I am literally slowly dying. And people don't want to think of it that way, but everything in life works that way. If we're not nurturing it and ensuring that it's growing, it is dying. So I think because we relate to our health as just this thing, you know, that we don't do it. We don't have the mindset for it.
That is so true. I've been thinking a lot about this difference between a goal-driven approach to life and a process-driven approach to life, or a habit-forming approach to life. And I guess that's what you mean by a health mindset. Why don't you explain the health as a mindset a little bit more?
And I love what you're saying, you know, goal-driven, and we're so goal-oriented in society, and there's nothing wrong with having goals, but I love the whole concept of process. There is a process that gets us to a goal, and process is based on habitual activities. It's based on changing what you usually do. It's based on clear habits. And I think when we go and do health, we don't look at it as a process. We look at it as a get done. So when I'm talking about mindset, what I'm talking about is the way you think about health. And I truly believe that health begins in your mind, between your two ears, before it ever shows up on your body. Health is an internal process before it ever becomes an external process, if you will. And the first thing I want to say is that people relate to their health as what they do versus who they are. And I want you to think about that for a moment, right? People will talk about going to the gym, going on a diet, doing this and doing that. But imagine if you started thinking about it as, I am health, right? Mm-hmm. My health is who I am. It's my beingness. I can't separate my health from me. And most people relate to their health as it's separate from them. And so the first thing for me is to actually not separate me from my health. It is who I am. I am health. And so for me, that's the first disconnect that I often see. And if I am my health, then my ability to take care of me, to do this thing called health, is equal to my self-love and my self-respect. And when I say that, people are like, huh, but it is equal to how much I respect myself and how much I actually love and care for me. One of the sayings I have is that we do not take care of that which we do not love, nor do we take care of that which we're disconnected from. And so let's look at self-respect. So my self-respect would have me put aside time for eating. Mm-hmm. My self-respect would have me put aside time for exercise. my self-respect would have me put aside adequate time for sleeping. My self-respect would have me put aside adequate time for my self-care, whether that be a massage, whether that be going to the chiropractor, whether that be going to the doctor. And what most people actually do is they tell the world, I do not have time to eat, sleep, exercise, go to the doctor, do all these things, because they're looking at it as something they're doing versus the beingness of themselves. And so as they disrespect self around how they take care of self, what they don't also realize is they're teaching the world how to relate to them. So for me, what ends up happening is people will tell you you don't have time. You're a work ethic, and the agenda of your life becomes run by other people versus you saying, you know what, I value me and I'm required to take care of me. And so that's the first thing for me in terms of this whole thing about, you know, my health is equal to my self-respect. Do I care enough about who I am in the world to respect me to say stop and do self-care? I think the other thing is that it is equal to our self-love. And what this really is my connectedness to self and my acceptance of self. And we live in a world where people will look at themselves often from the neck up, and they'll do, particularly women, they'll do the makeup and they'll do all these things, but they won't look from the neck down. They won't look naked. Like the most traumatizing thing for most people is to go buy a bathing suit because they don't want to see what's going on under the armor called clothing, the suit, the this, the that. And what's really happening is that they're not accepting of who they are and where they are. And so when we look at ourselves, we look from a place of judgment. We look from a place of shame. We look from a place of, oh my gosh, look at this. This is not working. Versus looking from a place of, this is who I am, and accepting mm-hmm. who we are and starting from that place. And I'm pointing all of this out because the first access to change, the first access to any type of new habit, the first access to doing anything different is accepting exactly where you are, not from a place of shame and blame, not from a place of good or bad, but just from a place of inventory. This is where I am, right? The other thing about that is accepting yourself in such a way that you can actually see what's great and amazing about you exactly where you are. And then health becomes about expansion and transformation versus fixing and making different and doing better and all those different things. And most of us relate to our health as something's broken, we got to go fix it. Something's not working, something's not nice, something doesn't look, versus I am perfect the way I am. And now what can I do to make myself, my being better? And it all stems from this place of acceptance and self-love. And I think, you know, when we look at it from this place of outside of ourselves and all the different ways, we look at it in a very limiting way. And we look at it as quick, and we don't create great habits and so on and so forth. I think the final thing about mindset and health is many of us have a whole bunch of belief systems around our health. And one of the most common ones, and you know, if you have ever heard me talk about it, and I've talked about it in some of my interviews, is this thing about predisposition. We have a belief that we are predisposed to get old and fall apart once we hit a certain age. And you hear us talk about it all the time. Oh, well, you're over 40. Of course this is dropping, and of course this is sagging, and of course this is whatever. And that predisposition, those limiting beliefs, set us up to bail on ourselves, set us up to become disconnected, set us up to accept that certain things aren't going to work because I hit that.
But it's so easy to accept because you see so many examples of it out there. You see a lot of confirmation of that mindset out there.
Absolutely. But I will also remind you that once upon a time, we thought the world was flat, right? Yeah. And then somebody said, oh, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I think it is our limiting beliefs around what is possible, around who we are in relation to the thing that's called health, that has us say, you know, of course I'm going to get this illness, that illness, this illness, all this stuff. My family's got this predisposition for this, that, and the other. Therefore, these things are going to happen, versus I'm going to take 100% responsibility for where I am with my health, and it's going to change. I'll give you a great example. So we're from Trinidad. That's where we're originally from, and my mom brought us here when we were 5 years old, and my mom's a dancer, and what she did to keep her two daughters very busy is she put us in every sport possible. So my sister mm-hmm. and I, our recreation was physical activity. My mom related to us as healthy individuals. I never heard this thing called predisposition. I never heard about anything running in our family. When I went to Trinidad, I was 18 years old for the very first time. I was 18, 19. And when I got there, I was in shock when I saw my extended family, right?
Right.
So my mom's brothers and sisters and their children, because they were these big people. No offense, you know, family that listening, they mm-hmm. were big. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my goodness, I could not understand it. The reason I couldn't understand it was my mother never told me that we were predisposed to diabetes. She never told me that our family was predisposed to putting on weight. She never told me all of that. So that was never part of my reality. But when I went there, everybody told me what ran in our family. And I was like, oh, it doesn't run in my family, because I was never raised. I was never raised with that, but we have the same genetics. These are my relatives. And so what I'm pointing out to you is that my mother didn't raise me with that limiting belief or that concept that this is what's in our family, therefore you're going to get that. And because I didn't know, we grew up very athletic, very lean, very trim, very whatever. It was never even part of my belief system, right? But it was there. It's definitely there. You look around and you see our family, right? And what it taught me was that if I don't take care of my health, no matter what my genetics are, some things are going to pop up. And it's more a product of my environment, my thinking, my limited beliefs, my level of self-mastery, my level of discipline, how much I respect my health, all those things, than it is of other things. And I'm not saying in 100% of cases, but in a lot of cases. So for me, it is my health is equal to my belief system. I truly believe that I will be healthy. I truly believe that I will stay lean. I truly believe I will be muscular. I truly believe I am strong. I truly believe that I will never look my age.
And you truly believe that you are in control of all of this. And that's the main differentiator between what you have going on in your life and these other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I walk through the world from that place. So it is my thinking that actually creates my level of fitness and wellness and all those things. And so that's what I'm talking about when I say mindset.
This is great stuff. And I hope that everyone who's listening to this interview right now is taking copious notes, because this is pure gold, and this explains why probably 95% of people who go through all this health project type activities, mm-hmm. they don't get any results at all. Or if they get the results, that these results vanish, you know, a week later, once the project is over. This is good.
Very true. Very true.
So what else can we expect from Health or Wealth Why Choose Telesummit? When is it going on? What else is going on there? Tell us.
It's a full-day process. It starts November 18th and 19th. And for anyone who's listening to this is already registered, so welcome. And this is what you can expect. You can expect to begin to understand that my health, your health, is the foundation for everything we do. So consider the fact that your money sits on top of your health. Your relationships sit on top of your health. Your ability to feed, clothe, and shelter your family sits on top of your health. Your ability to be an exceptional entrepreneur who's creative and has a capacity that's large sits on top of your health. Your energy and your creativity sits on top of your health, your love life sits on top of your health. So we are approaching everything that if my health is intact, life begins to happen with ease. That's the whole concept of it. I think the second concept is that I'm responsible for my health, not the healthcare system, not my doctor. I am 100% responsible for my health. We're going to talk about the difference between early detection and actual prevention. And we are very confused, I believe, in this whole concept of going and making sure that things aren't happening versus living a life that's based on prevention. We're going to talk about, you know, what kind of workouts work and how much time you should work out, what you're required to put in your body. We're going to talk about spiritual health. We've got a beautiful interview with the Reverend around spiritual health. We're going to talk about how your health impacts your ability and capacity to create wealth. It is going to be a comprehensive discussion. And what I have put together are amazing interviews with people like Dr. George Frazier, Reverend Janine. We have Dale Stevenson, who does those HIIT workouts. So she's a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. We have Miss Ray. That's who I call her. She's out of Dallas, and she's going to talk about hair, and she's going to talk about beauty from the inside out. We have a host of phenomenal interviews, and we're approaching health from all sorts of different areas. If you are somebody who is a hardworking, result-driven person who wants to maximize your life, but for some reason you just don't have the time to get your health under control, you haven't been able to do your health, life is stuck, you're just not where you are, this telesummit is for you. Because we're not talking about health in a vacuum in terms of this is your perfect world. We're talking about health for busy, productive, dynamic people that are on the go. These are the people that want to maximize life, and they're trying to squeeze the juice out of life. So they're doing all sorts of things. And they know, like they know their name, that the foundation that they're required to lay is their physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Because that foundation is going to give them access to the creativity that's going to actually help them create wealth. If that's you, you want to be listening to these amazing professionals. The other thing I will say, these are not individuals that are talking about theory. I put together people who walk their talk, right? This is the real deal. These are individuals that you may not know them. These are the up and coming masters, right? But they are masters in what they do. They love what they do, and they live what they do. So they're talking from experience, and like you, they're busy, productive, dynamic people that are living large lives. So they know what it is to have a lot on your plate and still do your health. And they know the benefit of having loads on your plate and still laying that health foundation. So that's what people can expect. And as you can tell, I'm a little excited.
You should be, and you have a full right to be, because that sounds like a fabulous event.
It is gonna, I know I'm gonna learn, and I've been on this health walk since I was a little girl. So I'm still learning, because you know, to make your best better, and this is really for anyone who has a commitment to every day meet the next best version of themselves, right? And that's me, and that's all everybody that's doing that interview. So you know it's going to be an opportunity to grow, learn, and take away some tools that you can implement right away. We're going to be giving away lots of gifts. We're going to give people an opportunity to engage and walk with all these amazing people and really go on a journey of transformation around their health. It is going to be a juicy, fun 2 days.
Is there a price to it?
You can just register for free, and then you can upgrade and get all the recordings. You can keep it in your personal library. If you're like me, I like to go back to tools. But if you just want to hang out with them, it's free. But if you want the package and all the deals, we're gonna be having some packages available to everyone. But it's gonna be a great time. It's gonna be an amazing, phenomenal time.
Wonderful, Suzanne. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
Alex, it's always fun to hang out with you. Thank you for your time.